Reverend Martin Luther King said, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. South Africa, the entire world, and our own Netcare family have been profoundly and deeply impacted by the ongoing loss of loved ones, friends, and colleagues on the front line on a daily basis for the past year. This unspeakable pain and suffering is relentless. Never before have we at Netcare had to face this constant barrage of pain, loss, and suffering. Less than 24 hours ago, our ECMO team from Netcare Mill Park Hospital, consisting of specialist theatre nurse Impo Khaba, Dr. Koenig Siyabonga Mahlangu, Dr. Khopotso Rudolph Mononyane, Netcare 911 paramedic Sinjin Joshua Farrance, and NAC pilot Mark Stocksreiter, took off from Midrand in Netcare 1 to Hilton in KwaZulu-Natal. These brave, selfless, frontline heroes were on a mercy mission to save the life of a desperately ill patient dying of COVID pneumonia. But as we all know, a catastrophic tragedy occurred and they died tragically in the most devastating of accidents. This was their calling, and they have answered the highest call. There is no greater act of humanity than to lose one's life in attempting to rescue another. We know God uses good people to do great things. And we need not look any further than these young, talented, extraordinary individuals who embody what it means to be a hero. Every day for them was an act of courage, and they were the personification of strength, compassion, and grace. Our hearts are broken. We mourn the loss of these fallen heroes, these frontline workers who have given so selflessly, so courageously of themselves. Our hearts too are shattered for their families, children, loved ones, friends, and colleagues they have left behind. Our hearts are with our beloved colleagues at Netcare 911, each and every one of them a frontline hero that puts his or her life at risk every second of the day to save lives. Likewise, we hold in our hearts and our colleagues at Netcare Mill Park Hospital and our nursing and support teams across our hospitals and divisions. Throughout the country, who have sacrificed so much, too much, to be there 24/7 for our communities and citizens raged by this plague. Our hearts mourn for our medical colleagues and their selfless acts of kindness and compassion, and for our skilled and courageous pilot. He too is our hero and one of us. How do we do them justice? How do we pay tribute to all these fallen heroes, these brave souls who have sacrificed their lives? How do we give comfort to their loved ones? And how do we lift our heads up and make meaning from all this pain and suffering? How can we not carry on and do what needs to be done in honor of them and for those who need us? Our greatest challenge right now is to consider and reflect on What is being asked of us right now in this moment? How do we continue the legacy of these individuals? We must continue to tap into our humanity and compassion, knowing that we, the Netcare family, do not stand alone in our grief and sorrow. We are inextricably connected. Together, we have a shared purpose. Each one of us is a healthcare worker. Whether we are cleaners, porters, security, technical, administrative, catering, paramedics, or nursing, we are part of a chain of providing care and compassion to the most vulnerable at their time of need. This is our calling. Right across the country, in every ward, theater, corridor, response car, helicopter, ED department, we have answered the call, and however broken and shattered we are, we need to continue to do so. Elizabeth Lesser says, when a friend, a loved one, colleague, or family member dies, when the world loses one of its beloved citizens, we should not hold back our tears. Our tears and the calm hands of grief that follow are the proof of our love, a demonstration of how deeply we have allowed another to touch us. I want to end by quoting a few verses from a poem by my favorite poet, the giant Maya Angelou, from the poem, When Great Trees Fall. When great trees fall, rocks on a distant hill shudder. Lions hunker down in tall grasses, and even elephants lumber after safety. Great trees fall in forests, small things recall in silence, their senses eroded beyond fear. When great souls die, the air around us becomes light, rare, sterile. We breathe briefly, our eyes briefly see with a hurtful clarity. Great souls die, and our reality bound to them takes leave of us. Our souls, dependent upon their nurture, now shrink, wizened. Our minds, formed and informed by their radiance, fall away. We are not so much maddened as reduced to the unutterable ignorance of dark, cold caves. When dark and when great souls die, after a period, peace blooms, slowly and always, irregularly. Space is full with a kind of soothing electric vibration. Our senses restored, never to be the same, whisper to us. They existed. We can be and be better, for they existed. Colleagues, let us hold in our hearts and in our prayers the souls of these dearly departed colleagues. May they be carried on the wings of angels to their rightful place in heaven. May their dear souls rest in peace. Mbani gatle, makot, makaya.